ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः। ओनली दैट पर्सन नोज और नोज गॉड होम गॉड एनेबल्स टू नो हिम। इट इज हिज ग्रेस, थ्रू हिज ग्रेस दैट वन कैन नो टू व्हाट एवर एक्सटेंट गॉड वॉन्ट्स। And knowing God is possible in whatever measure, whatever degree, knowing God is possible only when one is one with God. So, now we cannot understand like that, but we can discuss about God something. And certain things can be said. God is everything. Everything is God. That is the highest principle in the Bhagavad Gita. Vasudeva Sarvam. All is God. There is a verse. Open page 74, verse 19. Bahunam Janmanamante ज्ञानवान माम प्रपद्यते वासुदेव सर्वमिति स महात्मा सुदुर्लभ। नाउ आई रीड द ट्रांसलेशन विद यू। इन द वेरी लास्ट ऑफ ऑल बर्थ्स द एनलाइटेंड पर्सन वर्शिप्स मी बाय रियलाइजिंग दैट ऑल दिस इज गॉड, ऑल दिस इज गॉड, नथिंग बट गॉड। Such a great soul is very rare indeed. But who will realize this, that all is God? Now the conditions you see. In the very last of all births, births and births and births, and then there would be some birth, very pious, on a very high, or rather the highest stage of evolution. Who realizes this? The enlightened person. Firstly, there should happen enlightenment. Even enlightenment is inferior to the state, the highest state here. I am mentioning that the highest state of a person is all is God. Only God. That state is realized not before enlightenment. Firstly, there should have been enlightenment. That means, a question arises, does there exist something even after enlightenment? Yes, there exists. Enlightenment or self-realization is a great thing. All problems of the world are finished. One becomes happy and peaceful for whole life. But this is not the only thing, last thing. There is one more step. Realization that all is God. In self-realization or enlightenment, there comes an end of personal worries, of problems. Then after that, in the case of some people, in the infinite plan of God, what happens? The enlightened person worships me. So enlightenment is a prerequisite of this highest stage. By realizing that all this is God, energy is also God, absence of energy is also God, life is God, death is God, good is God, bad is God, everything God. This is the last thing. It is mentioned here. And do you know what is the last sentence? Such a great soul is very rare indeed. To find such a great soul for whom everything has become God? Very difficult.
The sense of individuality, the sense of personality is completely finished. Ego is no more there. And when some great soul, that some rare soul comes to the experience, it is all God, then his or her own existence is also not separate from God. Only God exists. In the very last of all births have happened. There was a saint of that stature sometimes. You never know where such a person, such a great soul may be there, anywhere. He was going from one place to another. Through the fields of farmers, then probably he felt some natural urge, entered some field for relieving himself. And here in India, the way is to relieve oneself of urine, making water by sitting, not by standing. So he sat down there in the field. There was some crop there. And he sat down there for relieving himself. The natural thing, ordinary thing, happens all the time, in the villages particularly, very ordinary thing. The owner of that field was sitting somewhere in the cottage at one of the corners. He saw that some man has entered the field and is there sitting. He thought he must be a thief. He must be a thief and he is trying to steal something, some crop. There were some tomatoes, crop or something like that. So he thought he must be a thief. So, silently, the owner of the field came from the rear, and the saint was there. And thinking that he is a thief, just gave a blow on his shoulder or head with the stick. Blow. Of course, natural laws are the same for everybody, even for the realized person. Nature is nature, body is body. So when he got a blow on the head or the shoulder with the stick, the saint saw, oh, there was some pain. Oh, I see. You have done it. All right. Thank you. But now there's the owner of the field, oh, he's a saint, because the saffron clothes were there and saw some marks. They put on different marks on their forehead sometimes, the sandalwood. Sometimes there, some of them have the sandalwood. There are purpose for that, primarily for keeping the forehead cool, because in meditation, heat is generated. That's the way. The sandalwood paste is put there. But that shows that he is a saint of some order, some sects, and the dress. Oh, then the man says, oh, I'm so sorry. I never knew you are here for relieving yourself. I thought you were a thief trying to steal my tomatoes from the field. Oh, he said, no, it's all right. There was some pain. Then he was an old saint, so he took him and he gave the message. Then he said, oh, firstly you give me a blow with the stick, thank you, and then you are massaging my shoulder, thank you. But it was quite a hard hit. Probably there was a fracture. Then he took him to the hospital, in a nearby hospital, to a doctor. He was admitted there. And then the doctor came and He examined and he said, oh yes, there is a fracture. We have to give the plaster and some x-ray or something. They started doing. The saint said, oh, now you are doing this. Thank you for that. You are giving plaster. Oh, nice. Well, you change your roles. Sometimes you give a stick on my head, then you massage, then you give me injection. Oh, you change roles. Oh, it's all right. Thank you for everything. The doctors, he said, you see, in the beginning, you hit me on the head. The doctor said, I never hit you on the head. Because he was speaking to the doctor at that time. When the doctor was giving some medicine, or the nurse came, the lady nurse came, and she gave some medicine. Oh, firstly you hit me on the head in the field, and then you gave me massage, and now you are giving me this cup of milk, warm milk. Oh, you change your... She said, I never gave you the hit. I said, what are you saying? Oh, I know, I know. You change things, you change roles. Well, I never did it. I was not in the field. Oh, I know all that. Like that. Then somebody happened to be there who knew. Oh, he said, he is a realized person of the highest order. He has his own way. And but because there was a fracture and they thought there might have been some scuffle with somebody, it might be a police case. Then some police people came. They said, we need your statement so that we may have the man who did it. He said, oh, now you have come in the garment of the police. You were there in the field and you gave me... Oh, no, I never gave up. What are you saying? Oh, we have come to take your statement so that we can catch the man, arrest the man, and then we will punish the man who gave... Oh, I don't want any punishment at all for anybody. Because I am happy. I am equally happy when you gave me the hit on my head. And I am equally happy with you with the massage, and when you brought me to the hospital, and when you are in this dress, I'm... They said, oh, thank you, we don't know. Oh, we were not there. Okay, but I have no complaint. Because how can I complain against my lover? My lover gave me the hit on my head, and my lover then gave me the message, and my lover then brought me to the hospital, and my lover now gave me the injection or medicine. And now my lover has come in this police dress. I have no complaint. They said, thank you. Everything becomes one.